Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present...
Curtain Time!
The makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. Again tonight, the lobby is gay with midsummer colors. And here, in time for the first act, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, I understand tonight's play is a mystery.
It is, John, and a very unusual one. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance through the program. Nanette Sargent, supported by Maurice Copeland and the Curtain Time players, is starred tonight in The Night Hangs Heavy. Miss Sargent plays the part of Anita, and with Harry Elders on vacation, Mr. Copeland is heard as Marty.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of The Night Hangs Heavy. The scene is a combination inn and gas station along a lonely Arizona road. Inside, we find Anita and her uncle Emmett, the owner. At the moment, a motorist who has stopped for gas sounds his pet horn impatiently as he demands service.
All right. All right. Rinaldo! Rinaldo! Oh, where in the dickens is that?
We're coming, Miss Anita.
Well, hurry, Rinaldo. Tend to that truck out there. The driver's waiting for gas.
Easy, I go. Always everybody get excited. And for why?
Oh, honestly.
Oh, well, we should all be like Rinaldo.
Well, if we were, Uncle Emmett, this inn of yours would close down in a week. Mm. If it weren't for you,
You'd leave?
Oh, forget it. I was just thinking out loud.
Well, there's no denying it, Anita. You're right. I'm to blame for asking you out here in the first place.
Well,
running a broken-down inn on an Arizona highway, that ain't no life for a young girl.
Oh, I don't mean to complain.
Of course not.
After all, I didn't have anybody back in Seattle.
Things have been getting on your nerves lately, ain't they, Anita?
Maybe it's the heat or the desert. It'll go away.
Well, I'm sure glad you're here with me. Edgar's the only family I've got left, and with him away...
Hiya, beautiful.
Well, now, where have I heard that line before?
From me, sweetheart. I got my eye on you.
Oh? Well, how about placing your order, Dan?
Hey, what kind of reception is this?
What'll it be?
Coffee and sinkers.
Coffee and sinkers.
Make it double. You killed my appetite.
Make it double.
Gee, here I've been hauling a truckload of oranges all the way from Phoenix, and you brushed me off like I was the small fry.
Uncle Emmett, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah?
Did you get a letter from Edgar yet this week?
Yeah, just the other day.
Is he feeling any better?
Seems so. Of course, Edgar never was much for writing a letter.
You miss him pretty much, don't you?
He's my son, Anita.
Oh, sure.
But Edgar always wanted to travel and see things. And his painting.
I know. It helped to get away from things.
Yeah, it did until he broke down. I had to send him to the sanitarium so he'd sort of find himself again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he don't come back, well, I can't blame him.
No, he'll be all right. And leave those dishes. I'll do them later.
No. You stay behind the counter. I'll get Rinaldo to wash them.
Now, look, babyface. Just say the word, and I'll take you for a spin in my truck when I come back this way tonight.
Here's your sinkers and coffee.
Hey, what's the matter? Ain't my truck good enough for you?
Sure. Only I'm allergic to oranges.
Yeah? Well, chasing dames is out of my line. They usually come after me.
Gee, you must have a lot of time on your hands. Well, what's the matter?
Lousy coffee and a fresh dame. I can't figure which is worse. There you are, sweetheart. Even change.
Right, Dan.
See you again sometime, honey.
Hmm.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Oh, si, senor. Ay, 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 ay. They all want gasolina.
Ronaldo, give my uncle a hand in the kitchen.
Si, but you know what, Miss Anita?
What?
It is a pity a pretty girl like you, she never liked to smile.
Maybe I've forgotten how to smile.
No, Miss Anita, do not
I better see. Make more coffee. The trucks from Casa Grande will be pulling in soon.
See, the trucks, they go, they come, they go.
Well, at least they're moving.
See.
And that's better than standing still. The dust doesn't get a chance to settle.
Hello, gorgeous.
Well, now, Dan Maddox, the highway Casanova is back. Thought you were on the road.
I stopped here to drop off a friend. Meet Marty, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
What did I tell you, Marty? She's a personality kid, ain't she? Well, I got to get those wheels rolling.
See you around.
Thanks for the lift.
Forget it.
What'll you have?
Oh, just coffee.
You a truck driver, too?
No. I was just drifting along the highway. Dan offered me a lift to Gila Bend. He's a nice guy.
You won't find much of a future in drifting. Here's your coffee.
Look, don't get me wrong. I'm no hobo.
You sure don't look like one. But, what's your angle?
I'm looking for a job.
Oh?
You know, at first I thought Dan was just another truck driver who liked to talk. Well, he's right.
Right? About what?
You are beautiful.
Now, wait a minute, mister.
Oh, no offense. I guess I'm the kind of a guy who can't keep something to himself.
Has Dan been giving you the idea that I'm his girl?
Well?
I like Dan, but that's all.
Well, it's none of my business. Maybe I've talked too much already.
I like people who talk, especially the people who've been places.
Oh?
Where are you from?
No place special. I've been going from state to state, taking jobs as they come. Then, when I get bored with them...
You leave?
Yeah.
You know, in a way, you and I are a lot alike. Only you do things, and I dream about them.
You're not happy here, are you?
How'd you guess?
By the way you talk, I suppose.
You know, when I first came down here, I didn't mind it so much.
And then?
And then it started to get on my nerves. It's so quiet and so far away from everything. So I promised myself I'd leave the next month.
Only you didn't.
I kept putting it off from month to month until I got in a rut.
Why do you call it a rut?
Well, this inn and the gas station, they belong to my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only family he's got, except for his son.
Where's he?
In a sanitarium up north. He sort of went to pieces.
Oh.
So that leaves me with my noble soul and a lot of dirty dishes. But Uncle Emmett's alone. He needs me.
Maybe you could get your uncle to give me a job.
Here?
I've worked in filling stations and restaurants before.
Sure, but think twice before you bury yourself in this part of the world.
When a job begins to bore me, I leave. I've got a hunch this one might prove interesting.
Hey, Anita, did you take care of those bills like I told you?
Oh, they're all paid, Uncle Emmett, but meet Marty. He's a friend of Dan's.
Hello. What's Anita?
Marty's looking for a job.
Well, why did you say so? What do you do, young man? Anything that has to be done around a place like this. Okay, I can always use an extra man. You got a place to stay?
Well,
I see. Well, in that case, you can bunk with Ronaldo until we find space for you.
Ronaldo?
He's our helper. Sort of went with the place when Uncle Emmett bought it.
Yes, you like him.
He sings all day, and he works only if you remind him.
Come with me, son. I'll show you around.
Anita, you turn on music from radio box. You don't like to hear Ronaldo sing.
I'd rather hear the music from the radio box, Ronaldo, if you don't mind.
Ronaldo no mind. But maybe if... Why they stop?
Ladies and gentlemen, police are seeking a vicious killer somewhere in the vicinity of Palo Verde.
That's why they stopped.
Making his way from Phoenix, this unknown assailant has murdered several people. It is believed that he may now be heading south.
South?
Residence of the...
Why you turn it off, Mr. Needle?
Ronaldo, if he's headed south, that means he's headed this way.
Gee, and that is not so good.
No, Ronaldo, that is not so good.
Ronaldo!
tonight's Turpentine play, starring Nana Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
As long as the vacation season lasts, there will be many times when the whole family will be able to be together, relaxing with a treat, like the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar. For a Snickers bar is one of those rare little pleasures that everyone in the family can enjoy, right from the moment you first bite into that fine milk chocolate. Then with each taste, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. For the second act of The Night Hangs Heavy, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Anita, who helps her Uncle Emmett run a roadside inn and gas station on an isolated Arizona road, wants to get away, but feels her uncle needs her. The dullness of her life, however, was interrupted when she heard that a killer was said to be headed in the direction of Gila Bend. Well, it's almost bedtime that same night. Anita hears a knock at her door.
Who is it?
It's me, Anita, Uncle Emmett.
Oh, come in.
I hope I ain't disturbed you. Were you going to bed?
No, just reading a book. Anything the matter?
Anita, I want you to get away from here.
What do you mean?
Take a vacation, maybe a trip back to Seattle.
But, Uncle Emmett, what's wrong? I've never seen you act like this before.
Well, state troopers were here earlier this evening.
State troopers?
Yes. Killer loose around here someplace.
Oh, now I understand. Well, don't worry. They'll catch up with him in no time.
Oh, and you've heard about it already?
Well, there was something on the radio.
Look, Anita, it's dangerous here. This killer may be here.
We got police protection, haven't we?
Well, but the troopers ain't always around. Now, you've got to go. At least until all this blows over. If you don't...
Now, go to bed, Uncle Emmett, and stop fretting.
You're just as stubborn as your mother was.
Well, maybe so, but I...
Just the same, we'll talk about this in the morning.
Ronaldo, is that you down there?
It is too nice to sleep on night like this.
Well, you better get to bed anyway. It's getting late.
Miss Anita, you can come down for 1 minute.
But, Ronaldo, it's late.
It is important. You remember the story on the radio box this morning?
About the killer, you mean?
See, I think Ronaldo find out something very important.
You think... Stay there, Ronaldo. I'll be right down. Ronaldo, where are you?
Well, hello.
Oh, my, you startled me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been sitting here in the dark.
Have you seen Ronaldo?
No. I just came out for some fresh air.
Oh, that's funny. He called up at my window and said he wanted to tell me something.
Want me to look for him?
Oh, well, don't bother. He'll show up.
Oh, well, how about sitting down? I've been wanting to talk to somebody.
Oh, well, just for a minute. I got to get up early.
You know, you look even prettier at night, mixed up with all those stars.
Oh, sure. Next thing you'll say, my eyes glow in the dark.
Well, they kind of do with that.
Oh, honestly, men are crazy. At least you and Dan Maddox are.
Well, why do you say that?
Because you both expect a girl to fall for any old line that happens to roll off your tongue.
You've never been in love, have you, Anita?
No. I've seen love kicked around too much. When I fall in love, it'll have to be the real thing. Well, I guess I'll go up.
Just a minute, please.
Oh, my, please. Honestly,
handsome man.
Is that the real thing?
You shouldn't have kissed me.
Why not?
Because
of the guy who gave you that fancy hunk of jewelry?
Well, this bracelet will be silly. Dan gave it to me.
Kind of expensive present from a truck driver, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't have taken it if it was expensive.
It sure sparkles like the real McCoy in this moonlight.
Imitations always sparkle. But still...
Still what?
Well, Dan wouldn't tell me where he bought it.
Oh?
Do you think I did the wrong thing letting him give me the bracelet?
No, not if you don't think so.
Well, I guess I better go up now. Good night, Marty.
Good night.
And, thanks.
Thanks? What for?
Well, when you kissed me, it started me thinking.
About the real thing?
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night, Anita. See you in the morning. Anita! What's wrong?
Over there! It's Rinaldo! He's dead!
Hiya there, beautiful. Hey, what gives around here this morning? The joint's lousy with cops shooting questions right and left. I don't get it.
Oh, well,
What gives, baby?
Rinaldo was killed last night.
Rinaldo?
Yes.
Yeah, but how did it happen?
Well, he was strangled behind the inn.
Holy smoke. Do you have any idea who did it?
No, everybody liked Rinaldo.
Yeah, but people just don't get knocked off without a reason, baby.
Well, there's a killer loose in the state of Arizona, Dan. Or haven't you heard?
Sure, but... Hey, you don't mean that...
Last night, Rinaldo was going to tell me something he'd found out about the killer.
Huh?
A few minutes later, I found him. Dead. Maybe if he told me what he knew, I'd be dead, too.
Look, Anita. That guy out there at the gas tank, ain't he the guy I picked up on the road?
Yes. Uncle Emmett gave him a job.
Well, how do you know he ain't mixed up in this somehow?
We don't. We're leaving that up to the cops. Dan.
What?
Here, put this in your pocket before anybody sees it.
Yeah, but that's the bracelet I gave you.
I said put it away. Here.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you like it?
Oh, sure I like it. Only I had no right taking it in the first place.
Oh, look, baby, I got it just for you.
Where did you get it?
Why, I bought it when I was working the Phoenix run. Why?
I looked it over carefully, Dan. That bracelet's not as cheap as you made out.
What put that crazy idea in your head?
Oh, forget it. I just don't want it on me while the cops are around. They've asked enough questions already.
Now, wait a minute. It takes a little time, but even a sap like me can figure a couple of things.
Let go, Dan. You're hurting my arm.
What are you trying to connect me with?
I'm afraid, Dan. I'm afraid for everybody.
Yeah, but you can't.
Oh, stop it. Here comes the trooper.
Okay.
Well, I guess there's nothing more to worry about here.
What do you mean, officer?
He's got a head start. We're posting a guard at the end of the road just in case.
He could be in the next county by now.
Yeah, sure, but we'll get him. It's a question of time before he comes out in the open.
But he can still kill before...
You got any leads?
Yeah. Besides being a killer, he steals jewelry.
What? Jewelry?
Does that prove anything?
Not yet. But it might lead us to the man we're after. Well, so long. Hope you don't have any more excitement.
Anita, why are you staring at me like that? What kind of a chump are you playing me for?
Your imagination's running away with you, Dan. If anybody's a chump, it's me.
What do you mean?
I thought I knew you pretty well, but now I feel I don't know you at all.
That's because you're letting a lot of crazy ideas run through your head.
Don't look, Dan.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. Only don't come crawling around when you find out the truth.
Arthur,
get out of my way.
Hey, Anita, what's eating him? Pretty darn sore about something.
Well, I guess it's my fault, Marty. Maybe I've been thinking the wrong thing.
Well, but... Hey, what's the matter with you?
Me? Oh, nothing.
You found out something?
No, I mean, with things happening every minute, wondering who and where the killer is.
Sure, I know, but... Say, your uncle, I noticed he looks pretty upset.
Do you think this is a picnic?
Oh, of course not. Something special seems to be weighing him down. Every once in a while, he leaves the dining room in a hurry.
Uncle Emmett doesn't have to explain his actions to anybody, including you.
But that's not what I mean. Maybe he's in some kind of trouble.
If he were, he'd come to me.
Are you sure?
Now, look, Mark. I helped you get this job because you needed it. And because I liked you. But if you're going to stick your nose into things that don't concern you, you'd better beat it right now.
Okay, if that's the way you feel.
Oh, why must a guy like you be such a sap? If I were in your shoes for just 2 minutes, I'd...
You'd what?
I'd leave this place a faster head would swing.
Anita.
Oh, Uncle Emmett, what's the matter?
Anita, there's a truck down by the railroad crossing.
What about it?
It crashed and turned over.
Who was in it?
Dan Maddox.
Oh, no.
Well, he was here just a few minutes ago.
Oh, it's all my fault. Dan left here mad.
That's got nothing to do with it.
How do you know?
Because they found Dan with a knife in his back.
We bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Anna Sargent. Here is John Weigel.
The next time you are relaxing out in the garden or in the house on a hot summer evening, you can find truly delightful satisfaction and pleasure in the taste of a Snickers candy bar that has been chilled in the refrigerator. With each bite of a chilled Snickers bar, you enjoy a cool summer treat. For the thick milk chocolate coating is crisp and cold. The golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel is cool and packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts. And the luscious, snow-white nougat center is richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. It is the taste blend of the cold milk chocolate, smooth caramel, crisp peanuts, and cool nougat that makes every bite of a chilled Snickers bar a real summer treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. There's the call for the third act of The Night Hangs Heavy, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. After Rinaldo was found murdered, a state trooper told Anita that the man they were after was a jewel thief, as well as a killer. And Dan Maddox, a truck driver, had given her a bracelet. But later, when Anita was talking to Marty, a stranger who worked at the lonely Arizona Inn and Gas Station, her Uncle Emmett rushed in. Dan had been found dead with a knife in his back. Well, it's now the same night, late. Anita and Marty are downstairs at the inn.
I'll help you lock up, Anita.
You go to bed, Marty. I'll manage all right.
You don't trust me anymore, do you?
It's not that I don't trust you.
Guess I don't blame you. Two murders in a row, me, a stranger.
Oh, it's everything, Marty. I used to be crazy about the moonlight, for instance.
And now?
Now, I'm afraid of what might be hiding in the shadows. Oh, what was that?
Sounded like it came from the kitchen.
Now, be careful, Marty. Uncle Emmett.
I didn't know you were still down here. We were just locking up the dining room.
What are you doing up? You said you were going to bed an hour ago.
Well, I got a little hungry, so I came down again.
Oh, but you know you shouldn't be eating at this hour. The doctor said...
The doctor can go to blazes. I'll eat what I want when I want to. Good night.
Marty, what's happening to everybody, or is it me?
There's nothing wrong with you, Anita. And my advice is just remember everything you see and hear, but say nothing.
Yes, well, who is it?
It's me, Anita. Can I speak to you, Uncle Emmett?
Anita, it's late. You should go to sleep.
Oh, but I can't. I thought I heard voices in your room.
Voices?
Yes. Were you talking to someone a while ago?
It must have been the radio you heard. Yeah, that's right. I was playing the radio.
The radio?
Yes. Don't let every little sound you hear upset you, my dear. Now go to bed. You've worked hard today.
I didn't mean to disturb you.
That's all right. Good night, Anita.
That's not the radio. Someone else is in there. Uncle Emmett! Stop lying to me, Uncle Emmett. Who's in there with you?
Let her in, Father. Are you fool? Don't you understand? She's bound to find me out sometime.
Edgar.
Yes, Edgar. Your poor, unfortunate cousin. Are you glad to see me?
What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be...
At the sanitarium, yes. But I couldn't stand it.
Look, Anita, you mustn't say anything to anyone. The police find out that Edgar's...
The police?
Oh, I mean, with everything that's happened, they'll blame him.
Why not tell Anita the truth?
Edgar.
Wait. Why don't you tell me?
I will. You see, when a man's been shut up like an animal and then gets loose, he acts like an animal.
Now,
let him go on.
After I escaped, I learned to kill.
Kill?
It became uncontrollable.
Edgar. Uncle Emmett. You've been shielding him, and he killed Ronaldo and Dan.
I had to. Ronaldo found out I was here. He was going to tell you, and
how did you get here without being caught?
A truck driver gave me a lift from Phoenix.
A truck driver?
I paid him with a piece of jewelry.
A bracelet?
Yes, it was stolen. And I made sure he knew it so he wouldn't go to the police.
So that's why Dan wouldn't tell me about the bracelet.
Son, this is all in your imagination.
No, it isn't. I was on the stairway when I overheard Anita and the truck driver arguing. I recognized him, and I realized that if he cared enough about you, he might talk about me.
Yeah, you know this isn't true.
But it is. It is. I hid in the back of his truck. Then after he'd gone a little way, I killed him.
Why, you...
I had to save my neck.
And you, Uncle Emmett. That's why you wanted me to go away.
No, Anita, I wasn't sure. I just couldn't believe my
tonight in the kitchen, you were getting food for him.
I'm sorry I talked to you the way
but I had to eat.
Uncle Emmett, what are you going to do?
Anita, I'm so mixed up with family.
Well, at least I can make up my mind. I'm getting out of here.
You are?
Get away from that door.
And let you go to the police?
Edgar, let her go.
No, she's not going.
Uncle Emmett, look at his face.
All right, Edgar, get away from her.
Marty.
Hunt.
Who are you?
Name's Fitzgerald. Martin Fitzgerald, Arizona State Police.
State Police?
Sorry I had to put on an act, Anita. But we figured Edgar might come home, so I traced him here.
Pretty smart, aren't you? Well...
Edgar, no, don't!
Marty's got a knife!
My poor boy.
Is he dead?
Oh, no. Bullet hit him in the shoulder. He'll be all right.
But the poor boy, if I'd only realized.
Well, I guess that goes for a lot of us, old man. Only in your case, it turned out tougher than it does for most of us.
Uncle Emmett, if I only knew what to say...
Let him alone, Edgar. I'll see that the boys get Edgar to the nearest hospital. And then?
Yes?
In a few weeks, I'll be back. By then, well, maybe you won't be afraid of the moonlight anymore.
Curtain falls on the last act from A Night and Heavy. Another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Nanny Sargent as Anita and featured Maurice Copeland as Marty. The supporting players were Forrest Lewis, George Caesar, and Arthur Peterson. The script was by Arthur Neal. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, here is Nanette Sargent with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Next Saturday, Pat, I'm a child psychologist, and Harry Elders, who will be back from his vacation, is a professor.
And the play is called...
A Piece for the Professor.
Which seems appropriate enough. Thanks, and good night, Nanette Sargent.
Good night, Pat.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.